Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and every single day for the month of January, I have been uploading an episode talking about a topic on ways to level yourself up, how to become the best version of yourself. And if you're new to my podcast is all about becoming a better version of your yesterday self. We talk all about self-love, wellness, mental health, physical health, everything that you need to level up in your life, and just talking about habits that you can incorporate to make your life better, to fix yourself up, to feel more put together, to feel more confident, and just to heal your self-love journey. And for the rest of the month of January, you'll be getting an episode every single day where I talk about a topic and just have a conversation with you guys about things to level up your life. And yesterday I uploaded an episode of random hacks that changed my life for the better. And today we're going to be doing a part two of that because when I had created that list, I didn't realize how many things were on it. So I was like, I'm gonna have to create two parts for this because there were so many things that I've been incorporating into my life in the past few months and in the past year that have been completely changing my life. They're just kind of little things that I do on a day-to-day, whether it's something beauty-related or health-related or mental health-related, whatever it is, that's kind of just been changing my mindset, that's been shifting my mindset, or it's just a really good habit that's been helping me to incorporate that habit into my success, into my health, into my wealth, whatever it might be. So I'm very excited to share this list with you guys. If you haven't already, make sure you catch up on the past few episodes that I've uploaded, and also make sure that you follow me on all my social media. Everything is linked down below. I've been super consistent on my Instagram and TikTok. So if you want to put a face to the voice and you want to get to know more about me personally and see my lifestyle and all of that stuff, I definitely recommend you follow my TikTok and my Instagram. I've been a lot better at posting content and being consistent. So definitely make sure you follow my socials linked down below. Make sure you shop my Amazon storefront for any products I talk about in today's episode. That's also linked down below. Everything is in my Hubi, which I keep in the description. And make sure you guys give this show some good reviews and good ratings. The more this show grows, the more I can produce for you guys. And I have so many exciting things that I am planning for all of you in the next few months. And I'm super, super excited to release all of it. So let's go ahead and get started with some more random hacks that have changed my life for the better. First thing I have on my list is an ice roller in the morning. So ice rolling my face in the morning. This is a habit that I started a few years ago where I would grab an actual ice cube and I would rub my eyes with it every morning because I had allergies and I would wake up with super puffy eyes. And then it started to become a trend to ice roll every morning for your jawline, for your face, for your inflammation, for everything. And I started to do it and it did make such a big difference in puffiness in my face and just with feeling inflamed in general. And I kind of gave up on it for a little bit. I wasn't being that consistent, but more recently I've been consistent with it again. And I just, every morning I grab my ice roller from the freezer, I roll my face and it's super, super easy. This also helps if you get headaches or migraines throughout the day and it just reduces the inflammation and the bloating and the puffiness from your face, kind of snatches you up a little bit and it wakes your face up. And I know for me, I always wake up with puffy eyes. So rolling them out helps so much and it feels really, really good. The initial touch is like such a shock when you first do it. It's like, it's so cold. But once you keep doing it over and over again, it starts to feel a lot better. And I promise that you will see the benefits of it. So I definitely recommend ice rolling every single morning. Ice rollers are super, super affordable. There's a few different ones that you can get. I have the one that you fill up with water and you can roll on your face, but it makes your face like super, super wet. And then I also have the one that's kind of like covered in plastic. So it doesn't really leave your face like that. It's kind of just a frozen thing rolling on your face. I like both. The one that you can fill with water, I used to fill with aloe vera juice and like cucumber, and then I would roll it on my face when I was like laying in the sun or something, or like after like a pool day or a beach day, I would do it on my face before the shower because aloe vera is obviously really good for your skin and you can fill it up with whatever you want. So that I did really like in the morning or in the summertime. But right now I'm just using the plastic one because I'm way too cold to have a whole ice cube on my face right now. My next hack is giving up gluten. So this one is newer. I just gave up gluten about 3.5 weeks ago today. So it's been 3.5 weeks officially. It's been almost 4 weeks. And it's definitely been a challenge. There are some days where I just want to throw in the towel and give up and have gluten, but I've been trying my best to get used to it and I've been trying my best to not cave in and to not slip up. I have noticed such a difference in my inflammation already, and it's only been 3.5 weeks. They say it takes gluten like 6 months to get out of your system, but you'll start seeing changes after a few weeks, and then after a few months, you're gonna see a lot of changes. So I've definitely seen a few small changes when giving up gluten, but I haven't seen anything drastic yet where I'm like, oh my goodness, I look like a whole different person. Obviously, I see myself every single day, so it's like kind of hard to see a drastic change, but I have taken before and after pictures. Obviously, I have so many before and after pictures, so I do want to see if there's a change. My goal is to do it for my birthday. So my birthday is June 21st. We're obviously in January. My goal is to not have gluten until my birthday and see kind of how my body reacts to not having gluten, see if my body changes, see if I even feel the need to go back to gluten. I've been trying to up my carbs with gluten-free breads and with rices and starches and potatoes, all that stuff, because obviously carbs give you so much energy. When I first gave up the gluten, I was feeling super weak, especially at the gym, because carbs are such a big source of energy. So I was feeling super, super weak and not myself. And I kind of had to find a way to get around it, and I had to find a way to try my best to like make up for the gluten in other ways in my diet. So giving up gluten has definitely not been easy. I love bread, and all of my meals honestly contained gluten in them, and I didn't notice that until I gave it up. And then I was like, whoa, like I have gluten in everything that I eat. But ever since I've cut it out, I've felt a lot less bloated. I just was feeling so horrible for some time and bloating really horribly, where I was like, I have to do something about this. So I cut it cold turkey, and I'm now trying to meal prep. I'm trying to up my protein and up my carbs in other ways in order to make up for that lack of gluten. And there also are so many alternatives now. I know at restaurants, there's so many gluten-free options now, which is amazing and so, so helpful. So that's been really helpful towards me. And just meal prepping. So if I have more time to meal prep, I've been using a lot of meal planning. As you guys know, I love Daily Harvest. I love HelloFresh. I will leave my codes for them down below because they have been helping me with my gluten-free diet so much. So if you just want to start eating cleaner, healthier, I definitely recommend doing some type of meal prepping, meal planning, really focusing on your grocery list and kind of not having foods in the houses that are going to tempt you. I've just tried to like release all the foods in the house that will tempt me and only buy things that I can eat, and then I'll keep it in a certain part of my pantry, or I'll have my own cabinet. So that way when I open my cabinet, those are my options and I pretend nothing else exists. My next hack is to invest more into myself and into my health. So I've been trying to invest more into like my skincare and into things for self-care as well. So investing in a gym membership, investing in Pilates classes, investing in getting a massage and getting a facial and whatever it is that makes me feel good. I think the best investment is yourself, investing in, you know, new equipment for my podcast. I've been recently on the hunt to get like a new office desk and stuff. That's something I want to invest in because my office space is obviously so important. It's where I'm doing my work. It's where I'm need to feel the most motivated and productive. So those are things that I've been trying to kind of work on a lot. So that way I'm investing in my business, I'm investing in myself, and then obviously investing into my health as well. Even buying groceries and buying these meal plan and meal prep kits, that is me investing in my health. That isn't a cheap thing to do, but that is where I want my money to go because I want to feel good. I want to look good. I want to wake up every morning and I want to not be afraid of my body. I don't want to be fearful of how my body feels. I want to feel good in my skin and I want to love the skin that I'm in. And then my next hack is Pilates. This isn't really like a hack, but it's kind of just a habit or something new that I've been incorporating into my life that has made a great kind of effect on me. So I love Pilates. I did Pilates for the first time a few months ago when it was like trending all over social media, and I was like, you know what, let me try it. And I did one mat Pilates class and I felt amazing. I sweat so much, my body burned, but I didn't feel like absolutely exhausted. I felt like a lot of the time when I was doing weight training at the gym, after I was done weight training, my body would feel very drained. It would feel very tired. It would feel kind of just very weak after the gym, which is very interesting. You'd think it'd have the opposite effect. And I felt like my body was getting inflamed and bloated from trying to heavy lift. And keep in mind, I wasn't heavy lifting like crazy, but I did feel like the weight training that I was doing wasn't right for my body. And so I wanted to kind of start doing Pilates, start doing other types of workouts. So I did barre, I did berries, I did cycling, I did Pilates, and Pilates was the one that really stuck with me. I tried yoga as well, but Pilates was really the only class where I was like, oh yeah, I really, really enjoy this. And so I absolutely love when I have Pilates classes. I've done the reformer Pilates, and it is probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I didn't like it as much as I like mat Pilates. I'm not gonna lie. I have like 2 classes left for reformer Pilates, but I haven't used it yet because I honestly just prefer mat Pilates so much more. So I do prefer mat Pilates a lot more than reformer Pilates. And I remember like I purchased this class pass thing at this gym nearby. So now I can use up all those classes that I have for that Pilates, but that's something I want to keep reinvesting in because I've realized how much I love the Pilates class. And I haven't obviously seen that significant of a difference in my body yet because it's something I've only been doing for a month and I only do it once or twice a week right now. But I want to start upping how often I do it and see if I kind of feel and see the difference in my body. My next little thing is red light therapy. So I've had a like multicolored therapy mask, like light mask, for I think over 2 years now. I got it from Target so long ago and I just started using it, and I use the red light. The red light I know is for like texturized and anti-aging skin. I think the purple and blue light remove bacteria from your skin or something, but I've been using it, my purple light, my blue light, my red light. You can kind of switch the settings to whatever you want. Getting rid of future wrinkles, future aging, getting rid of future acne, whatever it is, red light therapy has been amazing. I want to invest in a more expensive, better red light mask. I don't know if they all work the same. I also have a red light bulb in one of my lamps that I'll put on sometimes if I'm meditating at night. This helps a lot, just some white noise, the meditation, a Joe Dispenza meditation, the red light therapy, and just me and my breaths, which has been helping me so much at night. So I really love red light therapy. Red light also, when you kind of put it in your room, actually enhances the melatonin in your body naturally, which makes you more tired. So if you struggle with sleeping, I do recommend putting some red light into your room. Even just switching your LED lights to red, obviously you don't want to keep it on all night because the radiation isn't that great for you, but maybe you can set a timer for it or something, or remember to turn it off before you sleep. But it is known to make you sleepier. And then if you do a red light mask, that is known to help and benefit your skin. My next little thing is nights in. I've been spending a lot more nights in. And I feel like when I was younger, like high school or even the beginning of college, nights in would make me more sad. And it was more like, oh, I wasn't invited to this, or I wasn't invited to that, or these friends are hanging out without me, or I don't have a boyfriend to hang out with me, or whatever it was. And now I appreciate my nights in by myself so much. Obviously, I love nights in with my friends where we just order food, watch a movie, talk, hang out, catch up, whatever it is. But I also absolutely love nights in on my own where I'll go to the gym, I'll come home from the gym, I'll eat dinner, I'll take a shower, I'll do my skincare, I'll do a self-care routine, and then I'll just get into bed, eat a snack, maybe drink some wine, and watch a movie by myself, watch TV by myself, watch YouTube by myself, whatever it is. And just spending that time alone and having that night in, reading a self-help book, starting a new book, journaling, that time with yourself is so important. And I think I'm now appreciating that time. I love going out. I love being with my friends. I love meeting new people. I love all of that stuff. But I've really, really been appreciating my nights in recently. And it's something that I think is super important and super motivating. It makes me want to work on my business too, even if it's like a Friday or Saturday night, which I love that it makes me want to do that. My next thing is adding electrolytes to my water. So I just got on the Liquid IV Wave when they had sponsored me. I had tried their products out and I was like, wait, I really, really love this. And then I have obviously been working with them for a while now. This episode is not sponsored, but I was getting super dizzy at the gym. And I don't really like taking pre-workout because it kind of just like makes my heart rate like beat way too fast. So I don't really love energy drinks. I used to drink a Celsius at like 5:30 in the morning before my workouts, and I kind of cut that habit out because I was like, this just can't be good for me. So I'm not the biggest fan of like energy drinks, but I've been adding electrolytes to my water, and I've been making a natural energy drink, which I'm going to share you guys the recipe that I have right now that I do before the gym. This is a game changer, you guys. So Celtic salt, number one. I've been using Celtic salt. So once a day, I'll take a little, like the tiniest little spoon of Celtic salt. I'll put it on my tongue and I'll drink some water and I'll take that Celtic salt. And that Celtic salt will obviously go down with that. Celtic salt is so good for just natural energy. Or I'll make my natural energy drink and I'll put the Celtic salt in there. So basically my natural energy drink is water, honey, lemon, and the Celtic salt. And then I'll add some liquid IV, normally like half a packet or something. I really love the liquid IV lemon lime flavor. I will also link my liquid IV in the description below if you want to save money on it. But I absolutely love adding electrolytes to my water now. I feel so much energy before I go to the gym. I feel so much more hydrated. I don't get dizzy. Getting dizzy at the gym is one of the worst things because you want to push through your workout, but then you're also like, wait, I don't want to faint right now. And it's like, maybe you didn't eat enough during the day, but maybe you ate a good amount and you're still dizzy. And it's because you're dehydrated. And sometimes we think drinking water is enough. Like I drink so much water throughout the day, but my doctor was like, that water is not giving you electrolytes. Like it could be flushing out your electrolytes and you could be overhydrating yourself and removing all those natural electrolytes in your body. Which is why liquid IV is so helpful, because it adds those electrolytes, which gives you more energy and gets rid of that kind of like brain fog, dizzy feeling. So that has been one of my favorite things. My natural energy drink with honey, lemon, and Celtic salt, and then adding the electrolytes to that. My next thing is car washes. Super random, but I feel like I spend so much time in my car and I feel like it's so important to be in a clean space, whether it's your office, your bathroom, or your bedroom. And I'm in my car so much. So I've been getting car washes a lot more often now. Where they'll do the inside, they'll wipe it down, they'll vacuum it, and then I obviously take care of like cleaning out any garbage in my car, organizing it. My car is one of my favorite things because I spend so much time in it. So I want to make sure that it's always clean and organized, especially when people are, I have like the carpool car, so people are always in my car. So I always like to make sure it's clean. My next little hack is journaling and prayer. So journaling is interesting for me because I've been journaling since I was like 8 years old. Like literally since I could write, I've been journaling, but I haven't been that consistent with it, but I've been trying to get back into it recently. I just bought a blank journal that I want to make a prayer journal. So I want to write down all the prayers I have for 2024. And I just want to start writing in it again, like all my thoughts down, because I feel like I haven't been that consistent and great with it. And whenever I am consistent and great with it, it helps me so much. And then I also have a manifestation journal that I absolutely love for like day to day. Just it helps me feel so much more motivated. Those are both linked in my storefront, so you could definitely check them out in my journal and books section. But I love journaling and I love meditating and just prayer has been something I've been trying to focus on so much more recently, because I want to be more intentional with my prayers. I want to have prayers that mean something. Obviously I pray every night before I sleep, and I do the thank you God for this and thank you God for that and thank you for this, but I feel like my prayers don't have enough intention in them. So that's something I really want to work on, is putting more intention behind my prayers and more intention into my relationship with God. My next little thing is breathing exercises. So I'm a pretty anxious person. I used to be a lot worse than I am now, but I've realized how much breathing exercises help me in times of anxiety, whether I'm out, whether I'm with friends, whether I'm home. If I ever feel like I'm getting anxious, just taking some time to myself, whether I have to go to the bathroom in a bar and just go into the stall and just close my eyes and do some breathing exercises, or I'm just in my room and have to do some breathing exercises, coming back to earth, feeling calm, feeling my breath again. So I highly recommend incorporating breathing exercises into your day-to-day life. My next thing that I've been doing is going on walks. I actually walked to the post office today, which is so random, but like I live in a suburban town with like pretty busy streets, depending on which streets you're on. So walking in those areas is so terrifying to me, because I'm like, I know people I know are gonna see me walk. It's like busy roads. It's not an aesthetic walk. It's not like I'm walking around New York City or something. It's just a suburban town in New Jersey. So going on walks like has never been exciting for me. If I'm in the city, going on a walk will be exciting. I could go on a 5 mile walk. There's some areas in Jersey where you'll go on walks and there's nice houses and nice houses to look at. But in my area, it's not really like that. So it's like, like going for a walk to the post office was terrifying to me, but I was like, I want to do it. It's only a 40 minute walk, 40 minutes there, 40 minutes back. I'll get a good amount of steps in for the day and I'll feel really good doing it. I just feel like going on walks in general, especially because I am kind of on a mission to slim down my body, tone up, and just feel less inflamed and feel less puffy. Going on walks is obviously a really great way to shred some extra weight and also just feel better. And it's like a more calm down version of cardio. My next hack is having short, clean girl nails. So I like haven't gone through an acrylic nail phase since I was like a sophomore in high school, honestly. Like since I was in high school, I haven't really done those. Maybe a few times in college. I honestly don't remember, but I've been on the short clean girl nails wave for a while. And honestly, most of the time I don't even have my nails done. I really only get them done for events or if I have something coming up, like if I have a birthday coming up for the weekend or any type of party or anything like that. I like to have my nails done, but other than that, I kind of just have them unpainted and just make sure that they're clean. But having clean nails, making sure my hair is done, making sure, you know, my skin looks decent or have a little bit of makeup on, whatever it is, to just feel put together, because I've also dealt with acne for the past 10 years of my life now. I think it's been 10 years now. So I totally understand what it feels like to not feel like you're put together or not feel like you have the clean girl aesthetic because of your skin. I want to do a whole separate episode on that because I've struggled with that so much my whole entire life. But I feel like the short clean girl nails is just one step closer to having that like clean girl aesthetic, which I personally love. My next hack is meal prepping. I kind of talked about this with the gluten-free stuff, but just meal prepping, grocery shopping, being intentional with the things that I'm buying and making sure I'm incorporating the things I buy from the grocery store into what I'm cooking. Another random hack is laying my workout clothes out the night before. So I like to prep everything the night before I do something. So if I have a Pilates class, 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., even 12 p.m., whatever time I have that Pilates class, I set out my workout clothes the night before. This way I'm reminded that I have the workout class and also I'm more motivated and you won't like want to cancel it when you see it there. So I absolutely love laying out my clothes the night before. If I have work, then I'll lay out my work clothes and then I'll pack my gym bag with my gym clothes. So then after work, I could go straight to the gym and it's like super easy peasy. Everything is right there and it keeps me super, super motivated. And then the last little random hack that I'm going to share with you guys, you've probably heard me talk about it, is my vision board and speaking about my future success to myself every single day. So doing your affirmations while brushing your teeth or doing your skincare or even when you're in the shower, whatever it is, speaking about your future success as if you've already achieved it, as if you already become successful in it. I made the prettiest little vision board collage on Canva and then I printed it out at like a Staples nearby me, put it in a picture frame, like a $10 picture frame from Michaels, and then hung it up in my room. And every morning when I see it, I'm reminded of why I want to work so hard. I'm motivated to want to work hard and it really does work to motivate me. So looking at my vision board every day, speaking about my success, doing my affirmations, those have been hacks that have been helping me so much. And if you do it over time, I promise that you will see happiness and success in your future. So those were the random hacks that I wanted to share with you guys. I feel like there's even more that I can talk about, so I might even do another episode on this later down in the line. Let me know how you guys feel about it. I love hearing your guys' input on my Instagram and everything. So make sure you guys follow me on Instagram and TikTok at For You From Eve and then DM me at For You From Eve to tell me topics you want me to talk about because I gained so much inspiration from you guys. And a lot of the time I will post on my Instagram story and say, let me know what you want me to talk about or let's do a Q&A. What are things you want to know about me or whatever it is. So if you want to keep up with all that, if you want to see when I'm posting new episodes, make sure you follow me on all my socials linked down below. I want to thank all of you for your constant love and support that you show me. And I'm so excited to finish off the rest of January. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day and I will talk to you tomorrow. Mwah.